This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Amtrak. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights. Frankly, we weren't surprised. He seemed a little tipsy. We tried to make him comfortable and asked how we could help.
I explained my situation and what I wanted to happen.
He asked if we would touch his burrito. We declined.
They were friendly, but professional. I appreciated that. Then they offered me alternatives.
We told him if he opened a new checking account, he would receive a free microwave oven. And then he could microwave his crotch burrito to a toasty warmth anytime he wanted.
I liked their way of thinking.
Then we pulled out a pistol and shot him in the shoulder.
I was surprised at the fast and personal attention they gave me.
For some reason, we thought that bullets bounced off Captain America. Turns out they bounce off his bulletproof shield. We were probably thinking of Superman. Fortunately, it was just a graze. We gave him a paper towel to soak up the blood.
I was impressed with all the perks. They really did make me feel like a superhero. Thanks, First Bank, that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights.
The First Bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights. You don't need X-ray vision to see that customer service is our number one priority. What? Captain America doesn't have X-ray vision? You're kidding. Could someone tell me again what exactly this guy's superpowers were? What does Captain America do? Can he add numbers up in his head really fast? Does he have the ability to spot a parking meter with time still left on it? Does he have some special ability to pull price tags off of stuff without leaving that sticky residue?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is. Look at that handsome guy. That's comedian Greg Warren.
Hi, Greg.
Wearing a nice bright red shirt today. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. Good. Greg, did you get a little sunburn, or is that just the color of your shirt reflecting on your...
Very sun.
I think it might be my shirt. I don't know what's going on. I think maybe I shaved too hard. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you look good, man.
Now, speaking of shaving, we were asking this question. Chick McGee has declared that the beard is here to stay.
Beard's not going anywhere, Greg. You need to grow a beard, buddy.
And I was just saying, I don't know if anybody's ever won the Masters, except recently, with a beard. And the only one I could find was Craig Stadler with a famous mustache many years ago.
I think Abe Lincoln won it one year, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
He had the beard without a mustache. That's a weird look.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't pull that off.
No.
Did Wolfman Jack ever play in the Masters?
Yes. 73.
Yes. Okay, good.
I met Wolfman Jack, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Were you with me with that?
No.
It was in a buffet line. I met him twice, actually. It was in a buffet line, and he was a rotund gent.
The Wolfman.
He was very, very large, wearing all black, and he had a cape on. And he had that hat that he wore. And he was, after he ate, he was chain smoking filterless cigarettes. So,
did he have the voice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got him saying, I also got him, I recorded him saying hello to us.
Hello there.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Wasn't that something, Greg? Want to hear it again?
Something.
Yeah.
Hello there.
That's Wolfman Jack. Hello there.
Real loud.
Yeah.
It's almost terrifying.
Hello there.
I noticed you're back in a hotel room. I know you've got some problems with your house.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting meeting with the contractor today, though. We're going to make some moves.
All right.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever thought about selling and moving? Ever thought about that?
I don't know. I like where I'm at, Chick. I like the location.
Uh-huh.
I feel for you, man. You're doing okay with this weird transition?
Oh, yeah. The thing is, I just don't know what I like as far as I moved in about 20 years ago, and I went on the road, and I've been home about six times since then. You know, like, they're the guys wants to know what I want for cabinets and flooring and countertops. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess the good stuff.
You know? I would imagine that's a dangerous thing to say to a contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what if I just said, hey, what if I give you a number? That's probably a bad idea, huh?
Oh, like a budget? And
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
So what is it? Was it all water damage?
Yeah, it was all water damage. Yeah.
Man. Wow. Well, good luck.
You know, there's better friend you could have, Greg, than you receive. Something like this happens to you, and, you know, you're a little disgruntled about it, and you're down. But deep down, you realize, hey, if I had been a little bit more aware, possibly this was my fault. There's no better friend you can have or share your thoughts with than Tom Griswold.
You saying you think maybe I screwed this up?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Tom could illuminate that area.
I don't even know what happened. I just thought you had some water damage. And
it was completely my fault. It was all my fault. It was stupid. I've asked myself this question a couple of times.
Did you leave the bathtub on and then leave town? Or
no, I just, the toilet was running and I knew it. And usually I just use the plunger and it stops running. But I was doing this report, so I blame you, Tom. That morning, I was like, I'll just do it when I get out of the shower. And I went down to the report, and I did. Then I left for about 5 hours and came back, and it was raining. Yeah.
Mm. It is kind of our fault. To where I think Tom might be somewhat financially responsible.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, I will buy you a new plunger.
Okay, thanks, man. Fair enough. Thanks. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll buy you a new toilet. You need a toilet. How about that?
I'm going to get new toilets, definitely.
Right. Okay, well, let's move on. What is the topic of today's discussion, Greg?
It's an exciting topic. Today we're going to talk about Amtrak.
Oh!
Amtrak. Yeah. Now, that's a train, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the train, the passenger train. Before we get started, I was just Googling some Amtrak fares just to see what it costs and I, you know, whether I would take a trip or not. And there was a little pop-up ad that came, and it was an ad for the world's greatest hiking stick.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I think it was the internet's way of saying, hey, you obviously prefer outdated modes of transportation and going slow. Have you thought about a walking stick?
Aren't you supposed to make your own? Isn't that part of the whole experience?
Making a walking stick?
Yeah, this one was a little bit more, I think it was a weapon. It's like a tactical survival walking stick. It had knives and stuff. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, they were like bragging, like, they don't want you to carry this one.
Like, okay. They claim it's illegal.
But yeah.
This one, you have to sneak through TSA because it's going to be a sword in it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You can sneak through TSA or beat them over the head with it. In 1916, if you were going city to city, guys, you were on a train. 98% of the trips city to city were on trains. As the 20th century progressed, that changed with the advent of the car, the bus, and the airplane. Things got passenger trains, freight trains still going strong, but passenger trains really declined during the Great Depression. They lost money for the first time. And then they had a little bit of a boom in World War II because they were transporting all the troops and there was gas rationing too. But after the war, things started going south. It was pretty rough time for trains, passenger trains, once again, in the 50s and the 60s for a few reasons. Car culture, also some antiquated union rules. Like, it was the union, the railroad union was like, hey, if you travel 100 to 150 miles, that's a full workday. Well, that was based on slow trains. The trains got a lot faster. That took 2 hours. So these guys were clocking in for 2 hours and like, yeah, I'm done.
Oh,
which affects your bottom line. Also, the postal system used to be passenger trains' biggest customer. Passenger trains would put mail on the back of them and they switched to airplanes. So that was a huge hit. Imagine this, like, Josh, if you all of a sudden said, I'm done with Red Lobster.
Yeah.
They would take a hit.
They'll feel like, it.
They're going to feel it.
I'm going to get called. Yeah.
Right. yeah. That's my uncle. You know, I grew up in St. Louis and Anheuser-Busch Brewery is here. And my uncle would every Christmas would say, you know, I quit drinking, but the brewery called me and said they couldn't make it unless I got back to it.
Oh, yeah. All
Augie, right. Augie Bush himself called me, said, you got to get back on the sauce.
We need you, pal.
Yeah. So in 1967, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad, that was a big one for passenger trains. They got rid of 33 of their 39 trains.
Ooh.
So you can see where things were going. And Congress stepped in 1970 and formed the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, which became Amtrak. Original name, Rail Packs. Rail Packs. Sounds like a disease or something.
It does.
Yeah. And Amtrak is managed as a for-profit company with state and federal subsidies, but it does not profit. If my dad hears this report, he will undoubtedly compare that to the first 5 years of my comedy career.
Always
he's making a lot of money at Procter & Gamble. He's making a bunch of money, and then he quit to do this, and he loses money. I mean, you take gigs for $500 and it costs him $600 to get there. I'll tell you another thing. He's not funny. Yeah.
Thanks, Pop.
Yeah. In the 1970s, Amtrak ordered 492 cars with the distinctive tubular bodies and stainless steel fluting. Flute your flute, Greg. I don't know if you guys remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
The unique rounded appearance, according to the company, was intended to try to emulate the design of an aircraft to attract would-be flyers to ride trains instead.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Guys,
it's not that they don't look like trains. And it's because it takes 56 hours instead of two. This is interesting to me. So Amtrak, it's required to operate a national rail line. It has to go across the whole country. That's why it's not profitable. If they just ran in the Northeast, they probably would make a bunch of money. They own those tracks up there on the Northeast corridor from like Boston down to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever ridden one of those trains?
I have.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the time.
Yeah. They're awesome, aren't they,
yeah.
Christy?
Yeah, yes.
Yep. It's.
They have it down.
There's no better way to travel in the Northeast than on an Amtrak train, especially an Acela train. They go about 100 miles an hour. There's lounges and, you know, even like the train stations are nice. But they own those tracks. They don't own the rest of the tracks across the country. Those are owned by freight train lines. But the freight rail operators are required under federal law to give dispatching preference to the Amtrak trains.
Oh no!
Yeah, but they don't.
It's sort of like when a police officer and an FBI guy have to work the same case.
Yes. Josh, I've noticed in some of these cop shows, there's tension in their relationship.
Yeah, they often argue over who.
All I know is they got 24 hours to solve the case. It's your gun and your badge.
This is my collar.
Man. So Amtrak began issuing report cards grading each host railroad on how they cooperated with Amtrak.
Okay.
In 2020, Canadian Pacific and Canadian National got an A.
Oh.
BNSF and CSX a B.
Now, did Union Canada Pacific, get an A as an EH or?
Oh yeah, it was an EH.
Yeah, sure.
It was an A. Union Pacific a C plus and Norfolk Southern a D minus.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have a feeling those boys down at Norfolk Southern were not all that concerned about that D minus.
It doesn't sound like.
Oh, will you look at this? We got a D minus from Amtrak on our report card. What am I going to tell my dad? The Texas Eagle route, that's the longest route, goes from Chicago to L.A.
How long does that take, Greg?
A better journalist would have been able to get that information.
That sounds like a cool trip.
Yeah, a friend of mine just took that.
No kidding.
Yeah. They got off in ski country, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was incredibly cool.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you can also you can get off in meth country, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That's an old and Chopin joke, you would say, because St. Louis has a little bit of a wine country. He's like, how do you get to wine country? You go to meth country and make a left. The Acela, I mentioned Acela. Those are the sort of fast trains in the Northeast. And I just rode one from New York City to D.C. a couple weeks ago. It's awesome. It's nice. It's comfortable. The Acela stands for Acceleration and Excellence. They've been running since early 2000s. They were kind of supposed to be done, though. They were supposed to be done by 2016. Mm-hmm. They should have been decommissioned, but we don't quite have the money to make the new ones. So we're spending like $48 million a year on maintenance for Acelas.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be called Outdatas pretty soon. And if they let them run too much long, Unsafas. Definitely money pittas.
I see.
But the new trains, the Avilia Liberty trains, they're going to go 150.
Whoa!
150 miles an hour. They have had some difficulty passing computer modeling tests. They They did finally pass this year on January 13th. They passed on the 14th try.
Okay.
Yeah. I think even that if you at first don't succeed guy would have been like, yeah, at 14, quit.
Yeah.
maybe back to airplanes. This isn't working. Yeah.
You guys know who is a big train traveler?
Who?
Henry Phillips loves it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Henry and his wife like take vacations and they get a sleeper car and yeah, they say it's awesome.
He calls himself John Henry Phillips. He's such a train fan.
Another good one.
John
that got
Henry
nothing.
Worked on the railroad, right?
Steam, yeah. Steam, oh, yeah. Steam driven man. Right?
Yeah. Didn't he finally get beaten out by a machine?
He did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to bring that up.
Machine killed him. That's what I remember.
I think you're right, Chick.
AI takes another job.
Yeah, there
terrible.
It is.
Well, isn't President Biden a train guy or was for a long time?
He would commute back to Delaware. Right?
Yeah, he would go up and down on the train.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way you do it, though, out there.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
Well, oh, we got to wrap it up, Greg.
In summation.
In conclusion.
It's a very fun way to travel.
And do you still live by one of the main Amtrak hubs in St. Louis?
Yeah, I could walk there.
Yeah.
I mean, I did when I had a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send me the address. I'll get that plunger in the mail for you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
You're welcome. Are you working this week, Greg?
Yeah, where I'm Columbia, Missouri, where I went to school, my alma mater. I'm doing a show Friday night at the Blue Note.
Wow. Yeah,
all right. Very cool. Good.
We miss you, Greg. Hope to see you real soon, man.
Yeah, I hope to see you guys, man.
Love you, buddy.
I got a nice dry place you can stay.
Aww.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that.
It's a hotel.
I told you. Look out for it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.